Welcome back to A Sip of Slim. Your girl is back, and I'm currently pre-recording because it's going to be a busy week. So, today's episode is people that speak fear into your plans. Like, people that are scared of doing new adventures, starting new things, are very closed-minded people. Here's my thing. Like, this is my thing. And I hate this for so many reasons. Because it's like, if you're afraid of something, and that's your fear, and that's what you're scared of, and you don't want to do it because you're scared to do this and this, and you're closed-minded, don't speak fear into my plans. Stop doing that. Like, what do you get out of that? Like, stop speaking fear into my plans because you're scared and you're closed-minded. Oh, I wouldn't do that because such and such, this can happen, and what if this happened, and this happened, and this happened? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's not how that's gonna work. Like, you're not gonna speak fear into my plans because you're freaking scared. Like, that's not fair to me, and I'm not trying to hear it. Like, what do y'all get that from? Why do you people do that? Like, it's not gonna stop me from making a decision that I want to make in my life. Yes, of course. If the decision doesn't go right, let me learn that. You don't try to tell me, oh, you shouldn't do it because this might happen, this might happen. What? That's just like saying, don't live life because you might die. That's anybody. You know what I'm saying? I just can't stand people that do that. Like, don't freaking tell me your fears. Like, I didn't ask you. I don't want your opinion. I don't really care. I really just want you to shut up. Like, that's for real. Like, stop speaking fear into people's plans, because it's not fair. It's not fair. I don't feel like you are giving people the chance to live their life the way they want to make a clear and logical decision for themselves, because you're trying to decide for them. You're too busy trying to speak fear into this person because you're scared, you're closed-minded. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. It's just the fact that I hate that. Like, I had that so many times. Like, when I used to work at JCPenney's, we're gonna say JCPenney's. I used to work at JCPenney's for about 2 years, and every time I said I want to find a new job, or especially when I went over to start working at Walmart, so many employees had so much to say. It was so many negative things. Oh, you're not going to make it. You're not fast enough for Walmart. Walmart's going to fire you, such and such and such. Well, Lord and behold, I proved them wrong. I didn't let them speak their fears into my head, because I'm not going to listen to that bull crap. I lasted. Okay, for almost 2 years, I became department manager. Okay? Alright, so it's just like, I don't listen to that. I don't want to hear that. Like, why? Like, nobody wants to hear your negative opinion. And it's just like, you just don't want to see me succeed, or you know I'm going to succeed and you're scared of that? Like, that's not fair. No. Another thing, okay? I know that this generation and so many other generations before us have done reckless things. We all have done crazy things, made bad decisions, you know what I'm saying? But the thing that really tips the T for me is the fact that it's a lot of people, or a lot of the older generations that have come before the millennials, that look down upon us. Like, y'all wasn't teenagers at one point in y'all lives. Like, y'all wasn't 20 years old out here doing crazy stuff, or, you know what I'm saying? Just because yours wasn't showcased doesn't mean you're a saint. Like, you guys act like you the most saint people in the world. Every saint is a sinner, for what I was told. Okay? So don't look down upon our generation, because our generation is so computerized and we have so much technology that kind of, like, you know, you can see the ratchetness, you know. Don't act like you guys didn't go to Freaknik back in Atlanta back in the 90s. Like, I didn't see some of y'all in the video. Okay, like, y'all wasn't in 2 Live Crew video shaking y'all tail. Like, I don't be understanding that. Like, don't get it confused. The only difference is, it's because we have social media, you know what I'm saying? We have YouTube, we have all these Instagram platforms, we have, you know what I'm saying? We have so many platforms that show, you know, what we do. You guys didn't have that, but I best believe if it was, you guys would not be talking crap, because yeah, I know y'all was at Freaknik back then. Don't try it. Another thing I want to, oh yeah, don't act like you guys are so picture perfect. Sorry about that. I had to handle some things, you know, my phone was ringing. So I'm just, it's just a lot on my mind, guys. It's just so mind boggling how people act like they're such saints, angels. People are so close that these saints, they act like they're so much of an angel. They act like they never could do no wrong. They're never wrong. It's amazing. It's really amazing how you guys act. Like, y'all just really blow me. And that's the thing. That's the reason why I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. Like, when it comes to me doing things, like when I started my podcast or when I started my YouTube channel, it was a lot of and ifs and buts. It was a lot of question marks. It was a lot of doubt from people that I thought would believe in me. I don't want to hear that. A lot of people just speak fear because they're scared. Because they know you're going to succeed. They know you're going to do your best. They know you're going to be good at it. But instead of them saying that, they're trying to speak fear into your plans so they can, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can sit there and watch you. Oh, well, I said this to her, so she's not doing it. So, it kind of gives them, you know, a good move because they done talked you out of it. But what I'm saying here is, don't let people speak fear into your plans. Don't let people shame you for what you do. Especially people that really don't have nothing going on for themselves. Especially people that are closed-minded. Like, closed-minded people. I have an episode about closed-minded people. And those are the type of people you want to stay away from. Are the closed-minded ones. Stop hanging around with closed-minded people because you're never going to get anywhere with anything. Sorry about the noise because, disrespectful. But stop hanging around with closed-minded people. Like, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to your career. It's not fair to whatever you want to do in life, your success. It's not fair to your success story, period. Because look how far you could have gotten if you would have just listened to yourself. Listen to your gut. Listen to your gut. This is what I'm getting at. Listen to your gut. If your gut is telling you to go and start that business, go start your business. Stop being scared. Start that business, okay? If that goal is telling you to be a rapper, go be a rapper. You might not be the best rapper. You might not be the next Jay-Z. But as long as you're setting forth the effort, you know, something's going to come from that. And that's what I want people to understand, okay? Because the world today is going to be a different world from today till whenever. But you cannot live your life. And when I say your, I put it in all capital letters. You cannot live your life if you're always around closed-minded people. People that always want to speak fear into your plans. And you are so naive and you're so, let me not do it because such and such say I couldn't do it. Stop it. Go do what you gotta go do. Okay? Go do what you gotta go do. People that aren't millennials. People, and I ain't gonna say millennials, Generation Z, whatever you call the generation. People that are born in like the 70s, the 80s, the 60s. Stop looking down upon us. Because you guys aren't, believe me, you guys aren't picture perfect either. Okay? Because y'all messed up. Y'all done some things. Y'all done disappointed y'all parents before. Stop looking upon your child. And listen to your child. If your child wants to do something that you were scared to do or you didn't have the technology to do it, don't doubt them. Don't put fear into their plans because you didn't have the balls to do it. And now they have a chance to advance and succeed. You want to, oh, I don't think you should do that because such and such. Well, you let them do it because it's better for them and it will better them in the future and the people and the kids they have. Like, I really, really hate that, y'all. I really, it's just mind-boggling. And I just want to sit out. I just wanted to put that out there because it was just, like, really on my mind. I really thought about it because, as you guys know, I currently got a new job. And today was second day orientation. And I had a couple people, had people come in and talk to me about the job, and it's people that have been on the job for 30, 40 years, and they're downplaying the job and how, you know, it was just like they were trying to intimidate me. That's not intimidating, because I'm still going to do it. This is something I want to do. You're not going to stop me at all. Nothing you're saying is intimidating me. Because I'm questioning, okay, if it was so bad, why are you here? Make it make sense. It's crazy. But yeah, y'all, that is my little rant, if that's what you want to call it. My little rant for today, because I really feel like that's what's happening. Closed-minded people, people that don't know how to do certain things, or are scared to do certain things, that are not really outgoing and really into changes, are the ones that's always downplaying things, you know what I'm saying, or trying to speak fear into somebody's plans. So to all my entrepreneurs out there, if you're a business owner, or if you're a YouTuber, or if you're doing whatever, you're doing your thing, don't listen to them. They're not going to do you no good. You're gonna succeed. Listen to your gut and stop listening to these closed-minded ass people. And for these closed-minded ass people that don't have nothing to go for themselves, shut the fuck up. But yeah, that's my podcast. Make sure you guys continue to listen. Make sure you guys go watch my YouTube channel, which is called The Pimptress. And follow me on Snapchat, OG Baby Slim, OG.BabySlim. And then go follow me on Instagram, IM_ThePimptress. And I'll talk to you, or rant to you guys, next episode. Deuces.